Look, I know you're gonna disagree with me, but I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. I have the best mom. And my mom, Elizabeth Payne, she was born in Toronto, lived a couple years in Ireland, and then moved over to Pakistan, where she lived for 16 years, only to come back to Toronto for a year, then moved to Southern California, where she would meet my dad, and then moved down to Ecuador, where she raised me and three of my siblings. We had two parrots, a couple of cats, a dog, and a monkey. And my mom grew up speaking Urdu and French and English. When we moved down to Ecuador, she learned Spanish flawlessly. She was a soccer coach. She was just an incredible cook, an incredible wife to my dad, an incredible mom to us. But my mom doesn't, she's not this incredible mom because of her resume, right? It's not just on paper. Here's the languages she speaks and the countries she's lived in and this global worldview and who she is and where she has been and what she's accomplished. My mom's an incredible mom because of the fact that she was mom. Right? On the brown paper sack lunch that she sent, she would write a little note, and at the bottom it was, "Love, Mom." She was my mom. And she gave me this incredible picture of what love is all about. But it wasn't really until I had my first nephew, Sebastian, that I truly started to have this picture into what momhood is all about. And I remember the conversation I had with my mom when I was still a teenager, when Amber had Sebastian, looking at my mom going, "You did all of that for me." And I was so unaware of it, just completely blind to the diapers that were changed and the meals that were cooked and the amount of temper tantrums I threw, and she was mom through it all. And now, having my own daughter in the last 7.5 months, having this renewed picture and image of how much parents do for their kids and specifically moms do for their children. And I've had this new conversation with my mom of, man, thank you for all of the behind the scenes work that you did that was just so unappreciated and unseen and unknown. And what a cool picture of the love that God has for me of, man, the amount of times, both through history, but also currently, that God has bent over backwards to demonstrate his love for me, and the amount of times that I have no clue what he's doing behind the scenes. I have no clue what he is just going the lengths to show me and to demonstrate to me how much he loves me. And I really think that's a cool picture of my mom, of going, "Mom, thank you for demonstrating God's love to me by for in the countless thankless days and hours of just loving me and sacrificing for me and showing me and demonstrating to me." I think it's given me two things. One, a gratitude for my mom and a gratitude for the way that God loves me and the way that my mom shows me that picture. And two, a strong sense of empathy of, man, there are so many days that I just don't know what somebody else is going through. And there's so many moments that I need to pause and go, "I, for years, was completely clueless to what you did behind the scenes, and my actions or the way that I was argumentative or not thankful, it just was a complete lack of empathy." And I can imagine the amount of times my mom just bit her tongue and went like, "Okay, for sure." And just punk Austin, completely not understanding what she does for me and the amount of ways that she loves me and sacrifices for me. And so, yeah, today, mom, love you. Thank you. And two, I hope this gives me a strong sense of empathy for not only the moms around me, but for the countless people around me that are going throughout their days with so much that I don't see behind the scenes. And I get to love them and respond to the love that I have from God by loving them and being empathetic towards them. Happy Mother's Day.